And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 1st of January, 2010. New Year's Day, a day celebrated at various times since about 2000 BC in Mesopotamia, where the New Year was celebrated in mid-March around the time of the vernal equinox. Iranians and Balinese still celebrate the New Year and the spring equinox. The Chinese New Year, based around the lunar cycles, falling somewhere between late January and late February. The Celtic New Year used to begin on November 1st, after the harvest. The first time it was celebrated on January 1st was in the year 45 BC, when Caesar redid the Roman calendar. The song by Robert Burns, Auld Lang Syne, a classic song for New Year's Day. Robert Burns heard an old man singing Auld Lang Syne in the countryside in Scotland, and he revised it and added some verses. But it didn't gain prominence as a New Year's song until 1929, when the band leader Guy Lombardo played it at the Roosevelt Hotel in New York City. It's the birthday of Jerome David Salinger, J.D. Salinger, New York, 1919. His father imported kosher cheese. The family had an apartment on Park Avenue in Manhattan. The boy was sent off to Valley Forge Military Academy, and then to three colleges, dropped out of all three of them. But at Columbia University, he had a teacher named Whit Burnett, who encouraged him to write stories. And it was on this day, 1863, Daniel Freeman filed the first claim for a homestead under the Homestead Act, 160 acres near Beatrice in south-central Nebraska. He married a woman from Iowa, Agnes, and they had eight children, some of whom built their own homes on the 160-acre tract. Here's a poem for today by Philip Booth entitled Adding It Up. My mind's eye opens before the light gets up. I lie awake in the small dark, figuring payments or how to scrape paint. I count rich women I didn't marry. I measure bicycle miles I pedaled last Thursday to take off weight. I give some passing thought to the point that if I hadn't turned poet, I might well be some other sort of accountant. Before the sun reports its own weather, my mind is openly added. I chart my annual rainfall or how I'll plant seed if I live to be 50. I look up words like bilateral symmetry in my mind's dictionary. I consider the bivalve mollusk, repick last summer's mussels on Condon Point, preview the next red tide and hold my breath. I listen hard to how my heart valves are doing. I try not to get going too early, bladder permitting. I mean to stay in bed until 6. I think in spirals, building horizon pyramids, yielding to no man's flag but my own. I think a lot of Saul Steinberg. I play touch football on one leg. I seesaw on the old cliff, trying to balance things out, job, wife, children, myself. My mind's eye opens before my body is ready for its first duty, cleaning up after an old maid basset in heat. That, too, I inventory. The Puritan strain will out even at 6 a.m., sun or no sun. I'm Puritan to the bone, down to the marrow, and then some. If I'm not sorry, I worry. If I can't worry, I count. A poem, Adding It Up, by Philip Booth, from Lifeline, Selected Poems 1950 to 1999, published by Viking Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.